Who are you listening to? You will have what you think about. And he said to them, Be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you who hear. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. At the beginning of this chapter, Jesus tells the disciples the parable of the sower of seeds to illustrate the kingdom principle of seed time and harvest. At the end of his teaching, the disciples ask questions about the meaning of the parable. Jesus responds by saying, The sower sows the word. He goes on to explain the seeds of the word of God, and when planted in an open, receptive, and believing heart, they will produce much fruit, 30, 60, even 100 times what was planted. Are you hearing and planting God's word in your life daily? As Christians, we must examine who and what we are listening to every day. Why is this important? Because the amount of word we hear, read, and plant in our hearts determines our level of faith. Little word in your life leads to little faith. In contrast, if you have abundant word, then you will have abundant faith. Why does this matter? Because your faith will produce fruit or results in your life. The fruits you can expect include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. No faith, then no fruit. Or much faith, then much fruit. It seems the older I get, the more my taste buds have come to prefer the sweetness of peace and joy. What kingdom fruit are you eating every day? Child of God, do you like what is on your table? If not, I encourage you to listen and plant more word seeds in your heart. Meditate on this word. Pray for the fruit that you desire and watch as the words sprout and grow. Soon you too will feast on the sweetness of peace and joy. Lord, thank you for your word and for the kingdom law of seed time and harvest. Holy Spirit, help me develop the discipline to plant God's word in my heart daily that I may have a strong faith that produces rich, abundant, and sweet fruit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.